It's a new paradigm, and we're leading it. For the women ready to unbind themselves from the shackles of business that feels like gray cubicles and stuffy suits, for business that feels like creativity and magic, for the women ready to trade in rigid boxes for delicious feminine flow. It's time for feminine leadership and business done differently. Businesses built from equal parts intuition and strategy, creativity and logic, structure and flow. We're taking up space with uniquely differentiated brands. We're messaging with equal parts head and heart. And for the women going to the top, we're scaling with structural excellence to allow our feminine flow to dance, equal parts pleasure and precision roaring into the marketplace. I'm Catherine Morrison, and I'm helping women from ground zero to multiple millions do just that. From spiritual awakenings to parsing through nuanced funnel data, from creative urges and intuitive knowings to the most razor-sharp business strategy on the market, I've got you covered. I spent my career scaling 8- and 9-figure companies, had a massive spontaneous Kundalini awakening, and now I'm on a mission to help women build businesses that make the world a better place. We're doing it our way, and we're doing it in style. This is Ascension Through Entrepreneurship. Are you ready? Let's go. Hello, hello, everyone. How are y'all doing? It is time to talk about how to buy and sell hybrid offers. So one of the things we've covered over the last few weeks is a real deep dive into within the world of business support. What's the difference between a coach, a consultant, a mentor, a teacher, trainer? Then we dove into personal growth. And what's the difference between something that's more like life coaching versus when something like therapy is more needed? And then even just tying in things like, and what the heck is top down versus bottom up? What is mindset? What are somatics? Like, what are all those things, right? And then last week I took y'all on a magic carpet ride. It's so funny. My content creatrix messaged me. She was like, oh my gosh, I loved that episode so much. And it's so funny because like, I for sure had like a vulnerability hangover because that was completely unscripted. You all just followed the transmission as it came through. So I hope you all enjoyed that. And today we're sort of wrapping it all up into this. As we've gone through the past few weeks, it's almost like you've taken a course with me over the past month. And then this is like the final, right? This is the cherry on top that's going to really tie everything together. And it's interesting because even though the structure of the last few episodes were how to buy business support, how to buy personal growth support, how to buy spiritual support, one of the things that I noticed when it became just that last week's like that transmission, I noticed actually listening to the podcast that what was wanting to come through was very much not just like spiritual support. It was more like opening your spiritual gifts was like really like it was, I was dancing. You could tell in that transmission, there was a dance between what are the things to sort of for you to come into your alignment. And then for many of you, if there are spiritual gifts, how do you help to open those? And so today we're really covering like, what does this look like if we were to sort of wrap all of those up when you're looking at what is a hybrid offer or a program where it's not just like I'm buying coaching. It's not just like I'm buying like consulting. I'm not just buying this or that, right? How do you look at something and really tell like what are the different elements and how it's all tied together to be like the sum, what is it? The whole is greater, right? Than the sum of its parts, right? And I think when you look at the offers that I have, the Brand Alchemy Accelerator, the Words Are Wands Mastermind, and the Pleasure and Precision Mastermind, I am masterful at creating just immaculate offers, right? My client retention is so high. My customer lifetime value is so high because my offers are so fucking good, right? And I wanted to kind of unpack for you all today. I do think a lot of that is, there was like, I don't know, the first couple of years of me running a business, I just kind of looked at like, what do other offers look like? And I actually remember like when I first started looking at like creating online programs, I could tell it wasn't like, I could only see it in hindsight, but there were so many things that I was just blindly copying from what my business mentor at the time had created. And so if you looked at like the structure, it was like, okay, we're going to have it like, you know, it's going to be a lifetime access program and weekly calls. But the reason for that wasn't like, this is what's best for me or the client or like this transmission of this body of work. It was me just like unconsciously copying the person I was working with at the time, right? That's not the vibe. And so if you all have noticed over the last couple of years, like I get so much feedback around how like incredible the different parts of my offers are and how well thought out they have been in terms of what I'm bringing into them and then like the sort of mechanism of the delivery. So we'll sort of dance between those two things today. So I'm going to unpack what that looks like inside of my offers, like in regards to both what we've seen over like the past few weeks of like these different types of support that you can purchase, as well as how does that support then get packaged up and delivered. And then we're also going to talk about how do you, like, I want you to then take that and be like, oh, maybe have you been blindly copying? Like, or when you look at your offer, are you feeling like, oh gosh, like after the last few weeks with Catherine and like hearing how dynamic all of my options are and all of the different ways I could serve people and all of these things, like, is it feeling a little bit stale? Are you noticing that maybe there are certain parts of your offers that weren't created consciously? They were more created as like a copycat of just what you were seeing in the marketplace, not in terms of like what is best for my brand, right? Everything, your offers are always the next layer of your brand. So if you think the foundation is brand, then your brand informs what your best offers are. And then your offers are going to inform, then we need to create messaging that goes around that, right? So it's interesting because like we have the Brand Alchemy Accelerator and then the Words or Wands Mastermind, but then we cover offers. I coach on offers inside the Words or Wands Mastermind, but listen, y'all, it's funny because, you know, when you get like this awareness of something and it pops in, and I had this idea just sort of arrived to me, which was like creating an offers mini mind for you all. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. Like maybe that's something that I could think about and an offer coming up soon. And then in the Words or Wands Mastermind today, the entire call was spent on offers coaching, offer structure, like really getting into the nuts and bolts of like the way that they were delivering their work, how to be strategic in terms of long-term planning. I have one client that's going out on maternity leave. So we were looking at how do we create offers? How do we create some things to have revenue coming in while you're out for that? I had another client that was just, she just wanted to take a month-long break from her solopreneur business. So we were like looking at, okay, so like how do we create something that allows you to do that and have revenue continue to come in? And after that, I was like, okay, like the fact that this is like all the coaching that they brought to me after I had just thought of like, you know, I think something that could be like a fun experience to have with you all as the audience is really hosting an offer mini mind where we basically take everything that we're going to cover on today's podcast, everything we covered over the last few weeks in terms of like, who do you want to be inside of the offers? Like, what does it look like, the kind of support that comes through you? And then also we're going to stitch it in with, if you have listened to the podcast for more than a minute, episode 161 of the podcast is on how to structure irresistible offers. And that was, I could not believe when my Spotify, what's it called? Spotify Unwrapped that you get like at the end of the year. When that came through to me at the end of last year, that episode 161 on how to structure irresistible offers was streamed 4 times more than any other episode last year. So that was like for sure our most like holy hell, like y'all want it. And so as I was like thinking about this, I'm like, all of this ties together beautifully into, we use this, everything we've covered on the podcast as the kind of base of the curriculum. And then those of you who are like, oh my gosh, I'm like just feeling like I want some fresh energy. Like my offers are feeling kind of stale. I want to be able to bring more creativity in them. I want them to really reflect my unique strengths and how I facilitate best. And I want to do it in a way that works for my lifestyle. Like I see so many people that end up in like businesses that are, have lower revenue because they actually, it's like they think they need to sell like live weekly calls in order to like sign clients, but actually that doesn't work best for who they are. And then they subconsciously like resist marketing and selling it, and their energy around it is all weird. So they're not actually selling it. Like the format of how they're forcing themselves to package up their offer isn't best for them. I also see this with some people where it's like they see maybe like something like material reviews, but that's not actually designed. Like their brain, it like doesn't work best with something that is like that consultative, right? So watch, keep an eye out on your inbox. I don't even know if we're going to bring it to social media. Just make sure you're on our email list. And if you want to make sure that you're in the offers mini mind, I know it's going to be $2,500 and it will run, I think it's going to be the month of June. And I am considering like the, it might, we might have a little bit in July. I'm thinking about like having it end with a short like one-on-one call with me, like having a mini mind, all of us together in June. And then in July, actually meeting with you all, giving you a little bit of time to implement on your own, and then having a set one-on-one call where you'll get some time directly with me. And then that will close out the mini mind. So you can email support@katherinemorrisoncoaching.com and just let them know, just like put the subject line, like offer mini mind waitlist, let them know you definitely want to be in on that. And we'll make sure that we get you a spot when we open up. Listen, I'm making this offer. I have not even talked to my team about this yet. So don't worry. I will talk to them about it before this podcast airs and you all start emailing in. But I am just like, oh, I already like felt so much energy and excitement around offering this and working with you all around your offers. And then when my Words Are Wands masterminders brought that forward today, I was like, oh my gosh, it's like so glorious. Oh, and here's like the other super fun thing about this is for those of you that are looking at coming in, whether it's Words Are Wands or Pleasure and Precision with me in the next mastermind enrollment, if you join the mini mind, the offer mini mind, that $2,500 can then actually be applied as a credit towards your enrollment in the mastermind of the next cycle. So it's a win-win-win all the way around. I'm very excited about it. So without further ado though, let's talk about how to buy and sell hybrid offers. So first of all, what the heck is a hybrid offer? And it's everything we've been talking about the last few weeks, right? Like it's when you're not, like the people that I tend to work with are dynamic, they're interesting, they're not really one note people. Unless I do have some people where it's like mastery, mastery, mastery level. But oftentimes the people that are working with me, they have some level of like, they enjoy teaching and doing some sort of master classes or things like that. But then they also love either coaching or consulting. Or I have some people, like you heard me talk about my client last week, who is the chiropractor who actually had this like energy work gift open up, right? And it's like, okay, is there going to be some sort of like energy work that comes into this offer, right? There's so many different ways that we can begin looking at and feeling into how to actually make your offers more interesting and more dynamic by layering in who you are. Your brand is your identity, and your identity is built from your unique strengths and gifts. So once we have that, we have that dialed in, then what we can start to look at is, okay, then now that we know what your brand is, how does that inform what your best offers are? And so today I wanted to go through and walk you through what that looks like in my offer stack so that you can see what it is and why it is, right? So if you think about Katherine Morrison Coaching, the umbrella brand of Katherine Morrison Coaching, it is the number one place on the entire planet for women that want to grow businesses at the intersection of intuition and strategy, creativity and logic, structure and flow. That is like the top of the top. Like you can't get what this brand offers anywhere else at that level, right? And so from that number one brand promise, this is what the brand is. This is the brand's strength, which is really, it's a reflection of me, right? Katherine Morrison, right? And who is Katherine Morrison? But like a woman who spent her career scaling 8- and 9-figure companies, was like doing super high level business consulting for a lot of tech companies, then had like a massive spiritual awakening and like has gone on all these spiritual magic carpet rides and is psychic and all of these other things. And then also, Like, you can't go on Instagram without seeing like how much I love visuals and self-expression, right? Like, I'm the person that I subscribe to fashion magazines as a teenager. Then I grew up, and as I was looking to buy a home, I started purchasing interior design magazines, right? And so it's like, my offers are all going to be, there might be different parts of Catherine Morrison that come forward in those offers, but I have just gotten from the brand alchemy process, I've gotten super fucking clear on what my absolute zone of genius is, where it's like, if you want that work, you come to Catherine Morrison. And we see that reflected in our audience insights when we run our surveys every year. I think it was like 70% of people surveyed when it was like, what other brands are similar to Catherine Morrison coaching? Like, they were like, no, none. Like, there's nothing that even can compare. And when you think about doing the brand alchemy process, that's really what you want to be looking at, is like, you're in like a market of one, right? It's like, people just know if they want this thing, they come and they purchase from you, right? And so I think like that was such a powerful reflection to see in our audience insights, like our audience literally reflecting back to us if they want to be building a business at that intersection, intuition and strategy, creativity and logic, structure and flow. There's literally, they can't even think of anyone else that's doing it like with the power that we're doing it. And so then from that, that's the brand. That's the brand unique selling proposition, right? Our unique value proposition. And then that then informs from the brand the offers, right? So then moving from the brand into the offers, we're then looking at, okay, so what are those different parts of Catherine Morrison that come through in her different offers, okay? So we'll start with something like the Brand Alchemy Accelerator. So across any of my offers, we can look at like, I love teaching. I was a volunteer teacher in Namibia the year after college. I actually considered like I would have become a teacher, but then my mom was like, you won't ever make any money. And I was like, oh, then I won't do that. Right? So now it's like, oh, it's fun. I'll make millions teaching, just building my own business, right? And so allowing myself to own that part of me that loves teaching, that loves training, that is very good at breaking logical linear things down for the mind in ways that makes it really digestible for people to learn, that is going to come forward in all of my programs. So when you look at something like the Brand Alchemy Accelerator, that's coming forward. The teacher trainer inside of Catherine is coming forward in the curriculum, right? So all of the curriculum, when you join, I don't know, I think there's like over 60 trainings. And so it's got all of the internal rebrand. So if you know that you want to be showing up bigger in the world, but you feel like blocked, you feel nervous about posting or showing up online, like I've got all of the sort of human psychology, the behavior, like how do you actually change the way you perceive yourself from the inside out so that then you can be showing up in your brand and in your business the way that you want. So it's like me walking through like bite by bite, training by training, really breaking that down as a teacher trainer so that people come through that section a completely different person. Like literally the boxes that bind training, the show up with confidence training, like whether it's from the layer of the mind or the body, I have the ability to break things down in a way that people get it and they have powerful shifts. I mean, like you've seen the sales page, right? You can't join Brand Alchemy and not have like an incredible, like from the root shift in your identity. And so that is coming forward there in terms of that piece of curriculum. And then we could look at something like the external rebrand section inside of the Brand Alchemy Accelerator. In that, that's where it's actually like strategy, right? Because first we have to do the internal rebrand of who are you being? And then in the external rebrand section, once we get super clear and we sort of clear out all the muck of like, you don't feel nervous posting anymore. You're feeling really excited to show up. You're feeling excited to show up on video. You have like desire to actually make offers on camera. Like all of those things are coming through in the internal rebrand. And then it's like, oh yeah, but actually like, it's not just your thoughts. Like there are actual things around, for instance, visual design in brand, where in that visual, there's an elevating your visual design training in the external rebrand section where I'm breaking down literally the six elements that in every single visual brand are the things that come together so that you can elevate the way that your visuals are showing up online to attract in better clients. And like, just show up with the, I want to say professional, but it's not necessarily like, like legit, right? Where you look at your stuff and like, oh my gosh, I'm like so turned on by like how powerful I'm showing up. Like the way that I feel inside is like super confident after the internal rebrand. And then the way I look on the outside based on the visual design work, based on the style work. There's also a module on your personal style, right? So that's where in the external rebrand section, Catherine, the teacher trainer, is coming in and teaching, okay, like whether or not you're doing your own visual design, you're either going to know what to fix or when something's off and you're looking at your visuals and you're like, oh, like, I just don't think I have the visual skill. That training's going to solve it for you. You will have the awareness. And then there's different pieces. Like we even have a guest masterclass where this woman, Christy, who we had like had come into Catherine Morrison Coaching and do one of our sales pages. She walks through literally the top five changes to your sales page to make to elevate the visual presence of them so that you can attract in more people. And when someone, when a potential buyer hits that sales page, they're like, oh, this is legit, right? Like, this is someone that I would like want to pay a lot of money to versus like, is this person like real? It's so interesting. Actually, we're like in the process of booking vendors for the Pleasure and Precision Mastermind. And I'm watching now as a buyer, how like if someone doesn't like appear, right, based on like the quality of their digital assets online, I'm like, don't even reach out to them. Right. And so it is important that the way that you're showing up reflects the power of your work, right? And so within the external rebrand section, that's where we're going through the strategy of what does it look like? What's the content strategy for you to become known how you want to be known once you establish like what your brand positioning is? What's the right pricing? Like all of that stuff is inside the accelerator. And that's an example of Catherine, the teacher trainer, really breaking down business strategy, like high level business strategy in like a wildly creative way. I mean, we could even look at something like the photo shoots training, right? You go through that photo shoots training and it's not just like you leave that with like, oh, okay, here's like my project plan. These are the things I have to do. This is how I source a photographer. These are the filters to look for. This is how to find a venue. This is how to like write, how to actually like do visual storytelling in a way that like stops the scroll when people are looking at my stuff rather than like being a person that's like, here's me with a coffee cup and a laptop. Like that doesn't tell anybody fucking anything about you and they'll just keep scrolling, right? And so everything in that external rebrand section is Catherine, the teacher trainer, coming through in the curriculum to develop that. Okay, then we could look at, okay, but that's just one small piece. It's a large piece. It's like over 60 trainings. But then what's the next part of the Brand Alchemy Accelerator, right? Because we remember like the Brand Alchemy Accelerator membership, it's like a gym, right? Like when you join a gym, it's not like you go and you're like, you know what, if I'm not working out on every single weight machine and every single piece of cardio equipment, like I don't know if I should be part of this gym, right? The Brand Alchemy Accelerator is like the gym of identity. So if there's anything for you around, you know, you want to be taking up more space. You want to be showing up more powerfully online. It's got like the same way the gym has weights for strength training and cardio for this and classes for people that want that. Like the Brand Alchemy Accelerator has all of those pieces so that every single person's able to get what they came for. And so, for instance, another part of what's inside the Brand Alchemy Accelerator is there's over 50, I think it's 50, 50 to 60 embodiments, practices, meditations, visualizations, breathwork practices. For people, remember we covered that somatic, right? Mindset versus somatic. There's so many people that are trying to like, oh, I've got to just work on my thoughts and then I'll show up on video. And they're like looping there, right? For like years. Like they've got to go into the body to solve that, right? And so this is for people who are like feeling nervous about something. We solve it at the root of where it exists, which is inside the body, right? So the embodiment practices is where Catherine's coming forward, not as a teacher trainer. Catherine's coming forward in the embodiment practices as a facilitator who's either doing more somatic work to help regulate your nervous system and reshape your nervous system. And also for those of you that are inside, it's funny, like, cause I was doing it for like years, but like, I never explained why I was doing certain things, but I'm also like activating Kundalini energy inside of people, like within a lot of these practices, right? And so that's something where we're not just doing somatic work. We're actually looking at how do we actually propel, activate, and amplify more aliveness energy inside of you, more life force energy coming up inside of you so that you can actually just show up feeling better, first of all, but then also like attracting like that energy, the energy of like your truest frequency, your soul frequency in the world is like, we have people, I remember my client Charlie, like just got on a Zoom call one day for some other program and someone like privately messaged them and was like, I can't explain why I'm just like really drawn to you. Like, can we just like meet for like a Zoom coffee chat? Like they couldn't explain it. I remember Charlie was like, oh, I know why. It's like the brand alchemy embodiment practices I've been doing, right? So it's like really activating magnetism so that people are just drawn to you. And so that delivery mechanism of the embodiment practices is Catherine Moore as a facilitator, both in the world of somatics and spirituality, to help really bring up from who you're meant to be, right? Brain Alchemy Accelerator is becoming who you're meant to be in the world, not coming from sort of the conditioned patterns of the mind, like the smallness, oh, I can't show up this way, like, you know, why me? I shouldn't be able to, like all of that stuff, right? Like that's all patterning, that's all conditioning. We have to clear that so you're able to just be as powerful as you were meant to be in this world, in your business. And so the embodiment practices are helping with that piece. Then we're layering in the curriculum to help the mind on both the internal clearing out your mental layers and like mental blocks, right? Around your belief systems, belief codes, right? And then the external rebrand, which is actually teaching the business strategy the same way if you like, I don't know, paid like 60 or 70 grand to a branding agency, right? On Madison Avenue in New York City, like all the stuff that they would do and walk you through so that you would have like a fully developed, incredibly magnetic brand by the end of it. You just don't have to pay 60 or 70 grand. You just join the membership. So that's those pieces. Then let's look at something like another element of the Brand Alchemy Accelerator is getting weekly access to ask me any questions as you're inside of that program, right? So you have the curriculum where Catherine's the teacher trainer and she's like giving you all of this incredible information. And then you're going to have the embodiment practices for you to be like really dropping in. And then you might have questions. Or you might be like applying the work and you might feel a little bit blocked in your application. And that could be in either of those, right? So an example is I have a client that just this past week submitted a hot take around she's someone who is super conditioned to be like neck up, like a brain in a jar. Like, let's be real, most of us, right? No shade. I was for sure a neck up brain in a jar for 35 years. So I get it. Right. And so she's just at that point where she's like recognizing, oh, like I have a soul, I have a purpose, like that, like really going into the awakening process and wanting to be able to come into her body and actually be a conscious creator, right? Like not just running like all the patterns of the neck up mind, like, and this is what's possible for me and blah, blah, blah. Right. And so she's been doing some of the embodiment practices, but she's noticing as she's doing some of the embodiment practices that it's like her mind keeps wanting to pull her up. You hear this a lot too with people who go into meditation work, right? Where it's like they've been conditioned to be such a strong brain in a jar that they have trouble meditating, just even dropping into their body, right? And so she submitted a hot take around like, okay, so this is like what's coming up for me specifically as I work to do the embodiment exercises. Can you help me? Right. So then I was able to, based on like her, I'd actually coached her a handful of other times, right? Look at, okay, like what are there specific embodiment practices? Are there specific tools? So there was like one or two tools from inside of the curriculum where I was like, I can see you're missing this piece. And that's why you're having issues like actually dropping in, right? So we were able to look at, because we have everyone in the course has that foundation of the curriculum, and then the hot takes are questions on the curriculum and the embodiment practices. I'm then in the hot takes. It's Catherine as a coach and a consultant, and I would even say as a creative director, right? So it's like, depending on what the question is about, so if someone's like having like, I keep looping on this, or it's like it's obvious like a mindset pattern, then that would be something like really like mental coaching that I'm providing to someone once they submit that hot takes. I'll be able to kind of see their patterning. And it's funny because like once you'll submit enough hot takes, like people joke, but they're like, Heather kind of like watches us. She knows about us. I just have a very like I'm a deeply spiritual being, but we have gifts. Our mind was not meant to like be thrown away. Our mind was meant to be like, what are the gifts of our mind and how can we put them in service to our soul's work, right? And so one of the things my brain is exceptionally good at is tracking patterns, right? And so I'm able to start to see as people, like if they're showing up and they're engaging and they're submitting hot takes, I can start to coach them with like a deeper level of like, I can now sort of like code, right? My husband's an engineer, so every single software program is based on code, right? But as I deepen in with someone, I start to see like the code of their programming and what they've been conditioned with. And I can start to rewire and rework the code. Once I get a little bit like, you know, if they submit a handful of hot takes, I start to see their code base, right? And then the coaching gets deeper. Then there could be something more like, oh, it's not like, Catherine, I have this deep belief code that I'm like having trouble showing up, or, oh my gosh, like I feel like I want to post on video, but like every time I do, I shut down, which is more of a nervous system thing, not a mind thing, right? But some people are just like, hey, Catherine, and like I had someone actually come on recently and it was like, she has a couple different offers. And the branding, we started looking at, okay, well, you've got this offer that's designed for couples, and then you have this offer that is designed for individuals. And the way that your brand should be positioned and packaged, she had kind of been doing it backwards. So we had to sort of look at, okay, like what is your unique value to the market? Why are you unique? Why would people hire you? We got super clear on that. And then we were like, oh, you've been mixing it up a little bit. She doesn't have a mindset block. That's strategy, right? That's just figuring out like the elements of what makes really powerful brand packaging and positioning. So that was like way more consulting, right? Consulting work of like just using all of the principles of everything that people are learning around that super high level. How do you create like a really powerful brand and be a market of one that people are just coming to buy from you specifically? That's more consulting, right? So you're looking then at like that piece of the membership that you get when you join Brand Alchemy. You can submit questions every week, but depending on your question, Catherine the coach might come forward, or Catherine the consultant, or finally Catherine the creative director. We've had people like show me like, this is what my website looks like. This is what the designer just did. And like, this feels off to me. Can you help me based on the visual design training, figure out which element of the six elements that you taught us about, which one is off? I think it's this one. What do you think? We've also had people submit, you know, like this is the board that I created for my photo shoot. Can you help me sort of think of the best ways to pull through this visual storytelling and the exact shot list that maybe I should be looking at if this is what I really want to be communicating through my brand photos, right? Like the brain processes visuals 60,000 times faster than text. So as the social media marketplace gets faster and faster, like brand and having strong visuals, it's just the most obvious, right? Like, why would you not want to be leveraging something that people's brains, if the problem is people's attention spans are decreasing and there's a lot of content, and you have the ability to get a skill set that allows you to communicate with people in a way that they can process 60,000 times faster than everyone else that's like talking at them or having text-based things. Like, I want for sure, like I want to double down on visuals and be 60,000 times faster than everyone else that people are thinking about purchasing from. Like, why would I not want to do that? Right? So that's one in the hot takes, whether it's around visual design, the coaching, the internal rebrand, all of that stuff, right? Then we could look at another element of the Brand Alchemy Accelerate offer is pop-up events. And so this is something where we could look at like what Catherine's role is, but there's also just like, it's much more the Brand Alchemy Accelerator. There's like almost 150 people in there, right? At the time of this recording, I'm sure it's going to be hundreds soon and then thousands, but like right now it's a worldwide community. Like literally people have like posted in the group and they like met up on different continents. I'm like, how is this even possible? So like so many people are like meeting, connecting, forming these deep friendships. And so the pop-up events are partly like what's the part of Catherine Morrison, but especially as you go to scale, remember brand, as you go to scale and you're serving hundreds or thousands of people at a time, that becomes culture. Brand at scale is culture. And so looking at the pop-up events, one of the things, like what's the culture of the Brand Alchemy Accelerator? It's take up space, be seen, be fully expressed, be yourself, and also that everyone will like love and accept you for exactly who you are. And so because of that, it's so fascinating, but there's so many people that they join and they post in the group like, hey, usually I join group programs and then I lurk or I never post. And I sort of like, I just kind of hang out like in the wings, right? Like hang out backstage and I like sort of like, I'm like a recluse, like a hermit. But because of the culture of what Brand Alchemy is bringing forward, all of these people are actually allowing themselves to be seen. Which if you think about the way you show up to programs, is just a microcosm of the way you're showing up to your business, right? And so one of the big transformations inside the Brand Alchemy program is learning to take up more space and being more highly visible online. And so what better way to sort of create healing and safety around that, being seen in the world, being highly visible, like all of those types of things, like being fully expressed and like not giving any fucks, like to have a community like the Brand Alchemy community where like everybody knows that's like the purpose and we all are like cheering you on. It's like there's so much healing that happens there that then it like builds this like unshakable foundation for you to then go out and in your marketing just become so much more powerful, so much more magnetic. And so in the pop-up events, some of those are Catherine and what she's bringing forward, right? There's like live coaching calls with me, which is Catherine the coach. There are live trainings with me, which is Catherine the teacher trainer. But then there's different things where we have peer portal calls, which I actually think it seems like it's one of people's favorite call types. I just introduced it a few months ago. And it's like every couple months. We're all getting together and then it's not even Catherine facilitating. I'm bringing together. I'm like, okay, today we're going to talk about your visual brand. Today we're going to talk about your brand positioning. It's like whatever piece of your brand, your pricing, I think might be the next one that we'll do. And so then from there, we're taking the curriculum that Catherine, the teacher trainer, brought forward. And then people are going into breakout rooms based on specific things that I'm opening the room. And then I'm saying, this is what we're working on. This is how you engage in the small groups. This is like the purpose. Every person's going to have 5 or 10 minutes. They're going to share this thing. Then they're going to get feedback. That's the way that feedback's going to look like. So Catherine is as like a facilitator, right? Like I'm setting like this, these are the guidelines and guardrails of how we're going to do this. And then I'm sending people into breakout rooms. And then that's something where it's like the power of what they're getting is really not from like the energy of Catherine and what she's bringing. It's the culture of what I've set up in this very scaled program, right? And so that's really going through a mix of like everything that is in the Brand Alchemy Accelerator and how you're seeing what a hybrid offer that is. I'm not just like, join my brand program and I'll coach you once a week. Like what? Like, and that's fine, right? If you are, I remember my first year or two, I was literally just offering coach. Well, no, it's true. I like learned very early on. I was more like coach consultant. And then as I grew more of an audience, like teacher trainer came in. And then as I had my spiritual awakening and I got training in like somatics and the nervous system, that's when like Catherine's sort of the somatic facilitator, breathwork facilitator, all that sort of stuff came online. But you're seeing how in a single offer, in one offer, Catherine is coming forward as a teacher trainer. Catherine is coming forward as a breathwork facilitator. Catherine is coming forward as a facilitator for embodiment and energetic practices. Catherine is coming forward as a consultant. Catherine is coming forward as a creative director. Catherine, right? Like all of these things in one single offer. And so when you're thinking about like, what do I call myself? This is the other thing that I want to say. Do not get caught. Do not use this episode as like, do I need to change what I call myself? No, like you could call me Susie Joe. I don't care, right? Like some people probably call me, Catherine's my coach. Some people probably say Catherine's my mentor. Some people say, I don't know. I don't know what y'all say. I love some people are like, what was it? It was like, was it a masterminder client that came in and they were referred? Like, you know, we just have such a strong referral business, like because our offers are so exceptional. And so this masterminder joined and she was like, I came in because my friend sent me your podcast and said, she's a little weird, but I think you'll like her. So maybe you don't think of me as like a coach or consultant or anything. You're just like, I don't know. Catherine's just Catherine and she's doing her thing. And that's the other thing that I want you to think about. Like, I don't think of myself as Catherine the coach, Catherine the breathwork facilitator, Catherine's just Catherine. And Catherine has a super strong personal brand that then is informing all of these hybrid offers because it's wrapping up all of the best of my natural strengths and abilities into a really compelling dynamic offer. Like, I just want you to think about if anyone wants to work on their brand in a holistic way where they're like, oh, I know I'm not like taking up space online and like the best way that I can. And like, there's nowhere else. Where else are you going to get in one single place the embodiment practices to literally reshape your nervous system so that you're able to just like show up and make offers on video and feel really comfortable being highly visible and clearing out like the belief codes of like what you were taught and what your family and everybody like that, where that exists in the same place where you learn like every knob and button of how to run a photo shoot and your visual design and your personal style, right? Like, and your brand content strategy, like where every single piece of that exists in a single membership, right? There's nowhere else if someone really wants to be holistic, right? Some people might, and I have had people like they try to piecemeal it and they're trying to solve like one little piece at a time, but obviously then they don't have the whole brand puzzle, right? So then when they like are ready to really create, like, I want to be a market of one. I have people wanting, like, I want to have people coming to work with me specifically. They join the Brand Alchemy Accelerator. It's like the only place that they would possibly join because look at how holistic, because who Catherine is came forward in that offer and informed the pieces of that offer to make it a hybrid offer where the whole is so much greater than the sum of its parts, right? Imagine someone trying, right? Like you could pay like 10 grand to have someone build out your visuals and then you could pay another like 5 grand to a creative director to like help you run a photo shoot. And you could like hire a mindset coach for like 5 or 6 grand for 6 months. And you could hire a, you know, a breathwork person to do sessions with you for, I don't know, a few thousand dollars. And like, you could hire a personal stylist for like a few thousand dollars, right? Like you could piecemeal all of that together, but it wouldn't be one person who's offering you this one holistic solution. And so this is just such a powerful example of like just showing the Brand Alchemy Accelerator as the thing where it's just like, because of Catherine Morrison and who she is and the unique gift she has to the world, it informed all of the elements of this offer that create something where the whole is greater than the sum of its parts, right? To have someone who can map out like, oh yeah, let's look at pricing strategy and your positioning. Let's look at your personal style. Let's look at like photo, like all of that in one single place. Like it's such a no-brainer. It's like it's the gym membership of identity work. So it's like, for anyone who wants to be showing up bigger in the marketplace at the intersection of intuition and strategy, creativity and logic, structure and flow, they join the Brand Alchemy Accelerator, right? So that's an example of how that's packaged up in a hybrid offer. Then we could look at the Words Are Wands Mastermind. So this is something where we're looking at how does Catherine come forward in that offer, right? We're looking at how does your brand, your unique brand, your unique strengths and abilities, how does that come forward in each of your different offers? So in something like Words or Wands, for me, most of my 80% of my masterminders are coming from the Brand Alchemy Accelerator. They're deepening in, they're getting such great results with the accelerator. They're like, oh my gosh, right? And then the next thing after you have a solid brand, is you want to have messaging where you want to have offers that really work with what your brand is. And then you also want to have messaging that sells those offers, right? In the most efficient way, the most delicious way, that feels really good for you and is bringing in consistent, reliable clients, right? So you can see how like then my offers start to stack because after brand, the next skill set is messaging. And if Catherine Morrison didn't have messaging skill, Catherine Morrison wouldn't fucking offer that, right? But what I also have is like, I was an English major in school. Right? Like, I grew up like words have always come very easily to me. And so because of that, if you think about what the brand promise is everything's at the intersection of intuition and strategy, creativity and logic, structure and flow. What Words Are Wands is it's really looking at what is like self-expression and what you feel like the medicine that you feel like the intellectual property, the medicine, the unique stuff that is like so you, because we're starting with the brand and then we're pulling out, okay, what's the body of work that informs that? What are the digital assets that you create? What are the different offers that you create to inform that? And what's the messaging that sells that? And then we tie that in because listen, I love expressing, but if self-expression made everyone millionaires, I don't think we would have so many starving artists, right? So what Words or Wands is so masterful at is marrying, it has to come from you. It has to come from, what is this unique thing you're designed to bring through? What's your unique style? Like, I have some people that they're better speakers than writers. So we're looking at all of that. Where, how is your messaging supposed to come through? And then we're looking at the commercial production side of, it's not just artistic expression. We're also making sure that it's like packaged in a way where the messaging is very clear to the buyer, and the people who are ready to work with you are able to buy within a couple weeks versus like 9 months and then they unsubscribe or unfollow you because like you're unclear. So they're just like, I don't know what's happening. I thought maybe I wanted to hire them, but I'm not sure anymore. So I'm just going to peace out, right? And so you can see there, we're looking at artistic expression is the heart. Commercial production is the head. Right? And so we're looking at that same brand promise of what my brand, my programs exist at the pinnacle of. Words or Wands exists at the pinnacle of head and heart and the messaging that pulls through there. Right? And so then everything there, it's like the curriculum is designed around that. So you see Catherine, the teacher trainer, coming forward in a way that's delivering on that brand promise in the offer. Right? So it's got an incredible, like all of the messaging best practices. There's like, I don't know if it's like, it's almost like 20 like yummy trainings on all messaging best practices, from everything from like how you format, so like people's brains don't go into scan mode and they keep reading, to storytelling, right? The English major of Catherine, I actually want to do more around teaching how to like really do powerful storytelling. And then there's more of the commercial production side, right? Of like, okay, what's the process? What's the thing that like people who are more logical buyers, because you're going to have different buyer types, right? So you're going to have your emotional intuitive buyers, and then you're going to have your logical more linear buyers. And if you want to be able to sell to both of those buyer types, you're going to want to be able to communicate that with them in a way that helps them see that, right? And so all of that is brought forward in the curriculum where Catherine is a teacher trainer. Then we see things where every single month inside of that mastermind, there's a messaging magic workshop, right? And that's consulting with coaching mixed in. People are literally submitting their work to me, like their sales pages, their social media posts. I've had people submit the transcripts of like how they're selling on their podcast. And then I'm doing work ahead of time where they submit that work to me, and I'm coming on and giving them line by line, edit by edit feedback on exactly where they're like, where their logical mind is like, they've made a like a leap in logic where like their buyers are not that advanced. And so like, it's like when you hear someone say it's like word salad, right? It's like when people are speaking in a way where buyers can't understand, it's not that they don't want to purchase. It's just being said in a way where it's like, basically your buyer needs you to write in like print and you're like writing in cursive, right? But your buyer can't read cursive, so they can't purchase, right? So it's like looking at all of those types of things where that's Catherine in a consulting capacity inside the Words or Wands Mastermind. So you can see it's not just Catherine the teacher trainer, and it's not just Catherine the consultant, because then what we also have is that all of our other weekly calls, I'm doing things where it's like people are just bringing forward. It's really a mix, I would say, of like coaching and consulting. And we're able to like flex between the two. And I would say that's true even in the messaging magic workshops. Like when I, because it's an intimate, that's more of like a, masterminds are more of a mentorship space, right? You're really coming in and deepening in to work with someone where they're really going to get to know you and support you. Like a depth of support that you just don't get from like a general sort of online program. And so, for instance, I had a client submit something in the messaging magic workshop where I was giving her like consulting feedback on like sort of copy editing things. But then because I knew her brain, I was like, wait, you're not saying this in your content. And I know that this matters to you. So I think you have a block, like let's coach on it. Right. And then it's the same thing in the weekly calls. So sometimes someone's bringing something forward and they're like really deep in their emotions about it. All right, let's coach on it. Let's work around that. But then there's other times where it's like very like hot seat strategy. And so today, actually, an example was my client who is going to take a month off from her one-on-one work. It was like, okay, so like, let's look at what sort of belief codes we need to look at for you to allow that level of rest. What sort of spiritual and somatic practices do you want to have in place to like actually help your body feel calm? Because otherwise you're going to like take the one-on-one work off of your schedule, and then you're going to feel anxious all month that you're off, right? If we don't do some body-based kind of stuff, right? So we looked at that piece of it. And then when that felt clear to her, It was like, okay, the coaching piece is done. Now let's get into consulting. Let's look at what do we create and how do we structure really cool, like little mini offers or things that like can bring revenue in while you're actually out for a month, resting, relaxing, allowing like that sort of creative wellspring to recharge. And so that's an example of in a single mastermind, there's going to be mentorship that comes forward through all of my experience. There's going to be Catherine, the teacher trainer, in the curriculum. And then also when I see the same thing coming up over and over again with people, like I've noticed there was stuff around sales pages. So I designed a specific training all around how to write a sales page, depending on what your brand is, the different elements you focus on, like, cause not all sales pages are created equal and it all comes from what is your brand, right? So I was really able to create everything from that lens. Then we had another, like people were wanting to do cold outreach, getting booked on podcasts, things like that. So because of that, I created a training around cold outreach, including like templates of like literally how to write them, right? In order to like maximize your response rate. Right. So you can see in a single mastermind, we've got Catherine, the teacher trainer, Catherine, the coach, Catherine, the consultant, and Catherine, the mentor, all coming through. And also, let's be real, Catherine, the psychic. Like, there are so many things because like I hold the strategy lightly, like especially when people get into more intimate work with me, I will just get feelings. I'm like, your business wants this. Does this mean anything to you? Like your business wants that, right? So that's like, and that's all a reflection. The hybrid offer comes from who I am and then what gets pulled forward from that. So that is like an example. I'm going to stop there. I could go into pleasure and precision, but you kind of get the point, right? You kind of get the point of like, what does this look like in practice when I'm really deepening into what are my unique strengths? What are my unique abilities? And then how do I bring those forward into my offers to make the whole greater than the sum of its parts, right? And so if you are interested, if you're like, oh my gosh, like this has been so powerful for me, it's been so interesting for you for like the past few weeks to sort of hear about like what this looks like in terms of like really understanding all the different roles that someone can play inside of a single offer, a single hybrid offer, and you're realizing that maybe your offers are not representing you to the fullest. And if they're not representing you and your strengths and your unique, right, brand is your unique value proposition in the market. And so if your offers aren't representing that, there's going to be a reason why they're underselling and underperforming. Okay. So with that, that's going to close out all of this on how to like buy and sell hybrid offers, right? By looking at what does this look like inside of my business? So you can see now when you look at different offers, you're going to have a more nuanced understanding as a consumer around what are the different pieces of maybe what I need or maybe just what I want, right? Like looking at what are those things that will really help you move forward in your business and then being able to look at programs that you're considering through the lens of, okay, I can tell I'm going to need some element of consulting, like not just coaching, or I'm going to need some element, like it's not like it's just my thoughts. I have actual business acumen, like gaps of like, I need some knowledge around how business actually works, right? And so I think that's when you're like, oh, I want something that has like some teacher trainer element along with the coaching, right? So that's from the buying side. And then from the selling side, if you've listened to this and you're like, oh my gosh, I can tell I've like had myself in a box around my offers. And if I would just let myself out a little bit and like get over, like, cause listen, this is where there's going to be some coaching in the offers mini mind around like, oh my gosh, like, is this going to make sense to people? I don't know. I've never seen it done this way. I've never blah, blah, blah. Right. But if you're really doing something that's in alignment with you and who you're meant to be and where your gifts most shine, it should look a little different. Like, I don't want your offers to look like my offers. I don't want your offers to just look like you just pulled out all of the things that I said and then just like accidentally rubber stamp them onto your offer because you're like, well, Catherine makes hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. Maybe that's the thing. Because if your offers aren't structured in alignment with you, your brand, your unique gifts, your soul and the medicine, the gifts, your unique strengths and what it's meant to bring forward into the world, obviously it's not going to sell as well. Okay. So This is your download of how to buy and sell hybrid offers. If you are interested in the offers mini mind, it's going to run in June. You can reach out to my team at support@katherinemorsoncoaching.com with the subject line offer mini mind. Get your name on the wait list. I mean, we could even like list them. I'm like, am I even going to make a sales page for this? We'll see. We might just have fun and I have like a checkout page and a handful of emails. I'm just feeling very strongly that there's like, I can feel the energy. There's like a pocket of my audience that like, this is literally the thing that's going to like transform your business this year, is shaking this up and allowing yourself. It's like some of you have been trying to force yourself to have offers that don't fit you and that don't actually allow you to flex your greatness in a capacity that like really is dynamic and is so much more interesting for people to purchase, right? I think that's the other thing. Like as the market's gotten more sophisticated and there's more options, something like a hybrid offer is actually much more dynamic and interesting and specialized and unique. So remember, brand is becoming a market of one. And once we know what your unique value is, that unique je ne sais quoi of both your energy and your abilities, we can start to structure offers that like just sell themselves because they have to come to you to get that level of transformation or work, whatever the thing is that you're selling, right? So with that, I hope you all enjoyed this sort of deep dive, sort of download, pulling apart my offers and like showing you what this actually looks like in practical application. And for those of you that are like ready to not just lean back and listen, right? Because the podcast, you're leaned back. You're listening, you're thinking about doing it. But for those of you that are ready to lean in and actually take action and come out of June with like a completely renovated suite of offers that will sell much better, for sure, come join me in the Offer Mini Mind. All right, I will see you all next week. I love you so much. Bye. If you are loving what you are learning on the podcast, you are going to be over the moon inside of my programs. There are only three core skills you need as an entrepreneur: branding, messaging, and scaling. When you aren't signing the number of clients you want, it's only one of two problems. First, you're either not attracting people to work with you, or you're attracting the wrong kinds of buyers, and that is a branding problem. Or you're not communicating effectively to the people you've attracted in, so they're sitting on the fence instead of raising their hands to come work with you. And that is a messaging problem. Once your branding and messaging is on point, you get a new problem. We call it a champagne problem around here, and that's always the type of problems I want to be helping you solve. And that new problem is that you have way too many people wanting to work with you. The demand for your service is way higher than the time you have in a day. And that's where scaling comes in. For women going to the top, we're setting up scalable offers, scaled marketing, and a company where you have support from team and systems so that your business finally is something taking care of you instead of you feeling like the business is one more thing you have to take care of. No matter where you are on your journey, I have the exact program to help you. We work on your brand inside the Brand Alchemy Accelerator and your messaging inside the Words Are Wands Mastermind. And for those ready to expand from solopreneur to entrepreneur running a company, I help you do it in a pleasure-filled way inside of the Pleasure and Precision Mastermind. Branding, messaging, and scaling. These three skills make up the triple threat skill set stack and are the clearest, fastest pathway for your business to bloom in ways you never dreamt possible. To learn more and join us, head to www.katherinemorsoncoaching.com. I'll see you there.